Sheriff Van Broecker, the arrests were today mostly in Fulton County, so people might want to wonder, well, what kind of effect does this have in McDonough County? But do they migrate and do they make some of the wrong purchase some of the wrong agreements in surrounding areas?
Absolutely. And like I explained before, this is a continuation of the circles that we'd broken up before. So they were tied into McDonough County, and in historical cases, you just keep going. And this is a continuation of the prior cases. They do buy pills here in McDonough County. They do have associates here in McDonough County. So it affects all of us.
Would they be perhaps selling also in McDonough County? I mean, again, we see the arrests over there. Does that affect me? But would they perhaps be selling or using in this county?
Oh, absolutely. They're not that far away from us. That's.
And one thing, do you think that the number 50, the number of indictments before a grand jury in the basic little more than a year, do you think that's a significant improvement in the situation?
Absolutely. 50 is a huge number for an operation like this for a tri-county our size, our